Eagles, vultures and bee-eaters. Just some of the birds you can see walking the Ribera de Mostero Trail in the Foscoa Valley, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. You'll see beautiful birds and breathtaking views, and if you stop at the Pinedo Duro viewing point, you'll be eye level with vultures as they circle over the Duro River Valley. Fernando Romeo is a nature guide from Wildlife Portugal.
Well, along this path, this circuit, it's very interesting because it's quite rich in several aspects. Besides wildlife, you have the vultures and the eagles, but also you have specific plants and vegetation from this kind of habitat. And also you have these rock formations we see on the valley, have geological aspects that are a bit unique. And on the higher part of the circuit, we also have traces of late human presence. Medieval and even before that.
And you say that the geology is quite unusual. In what way? What are you going to see?
The kind of rock we see here, these outcrops are quartzite rock. They form ridges. But in this case, they are kind of bended. They have turns. And it's quite rare to see these kind of formations because they suffer pressure and high temperatures when the surface of the earth was forming. So to see these, it's something unique.
How do these formations and the rocks themselves benefit the wildlife around them? I guess that they've actually made use of them.
Yeah, especially the birds, cliff-breeding birds, the vultures and the eagles, but even smaller birds like blue rock thrush or kestrel, a small bird of prey, and even pigeons. Rock pigeons, they benefit from the natural platforms and cracks the rock form to have the nests in there. Quite easy to have these niches for these birds.
How is that area preserved then? Is that being protected for nature or is it a threatened area?
This is Douro Natural Park. It's been protected from since the 80s. Of course, you can continue doing traditional activities for people that are living in the villages that integrated in the park. You can still do the usual activities, agriculture or cattle raising, but of course other kind of activities are controlled. If you want to build something, a house or other kind of construction, it has to be, it's subject to fiscalization process. Depending on the situation, you have to ask advice on or consult the municipality. But in other cases, you have to consult the entity that manages the natural park, which is a department from the government.
From your point of view as a wildlife lover, do you think that these areas are well protected? Or in fact, do you think that actually they could do with just a little bit more protection to ensure that they are there for future generations and that the wildlife thrives?
Well, I think there's still a lot to do. In fact, our natural reserves and natural parks in Portugal would benefit more if they had more human resources, because we are talking here in a natural park that is quite big and there's, for instance, a couple of two guys surveilling this entire area, which is almost impossible to control any kind of situation. So that's one of the main factors that should be developed on our nature reserves. It's to have more human resources to make surveillance.
And is poaching or damaging the area, is that actually quite a big problem?
Poaching, not really, but damaging or interference with the species that are breeding, yes, that is a problem.
How well funded are the nature parks in Portugal? Do they have quite a lot of money behind them?
No, not really. I think that our natural parks would benefit from more funds, would be able to create conditions to promote nature tourism and allow visitors to see benefits of nature conservation.
That's Fernando Romeo, a nature guide from Wildlife Portugal. For more information, see centreofportugal.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.